From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Lee. MoDOT's statewide Improve I-70 team will hold two public hearings this week about the construction on the interstate starting in July. KBIA's Kate Schreiber has the details.
The first construction project of the Improve I-70 program will add a third lane westbound and eastbound between Columbia and Kingdom City. At the meetings, the public can learn and provide comments about the details of design plans and its estimated impact. Eric Kapinski is the Improve I-70 program director and says that while many of the plans for interchanges in third lane are locked in, the project team wants to be available for any questions or concerns the public may have.
They'll be able to talk with engineers and contractors in the MoDOT team and really learn all the details for the project, from what the look and feel is going to be like to how are we going to build this and what stages are we going to start with first.
The first public meeting is on Wednesday in Columbia from 4 to 7 p.m., and the second meeting is on Thursday in Kingdom City at the same time. More information is available at MoDOT.org. I'm Kate Schreiber, KBIA News.
St. Louis School District is offering to pay families to drive their kids to school in response to the bus driver shortage. The program came into play after the Missouri Central School Bus Company announced it will terminate its contract at the end of the school year. The contract was supposed to run through the next school year, but the company took advantage of its opt-out clause after the district refused to pay Missouri Central an additional $2 million. This decision follows a number of contentious interactions between the district and company, including a walkout and an alleged hate crime against a mechanic. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture found working-age rural residents die from natural causes at a higher rate than their urban counterparts. And as Harvest Public Media's Anna Pope reports, that mortality gap is widening.
25 to 54-year-olds in rural areas died of natural causes at a higher rate, 6%, than urban residents in 1999. 20 years later, that number swelled to 43%. Researchers found cancer and heart disease were the primary natural causes of death for men and women. National Rural Health Association CEO Alan Morgan says it's harder for rural residents to seek care.
And it's just a matter of not having access to local care. And also taking time off of work to be able to have to drive an hour or two to seek care.
Morgan says there are multiple reasons for the disparity, including rural hospital closures. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Anna Pope.
A Kansas City charter school for at-risk students will be allowed to stay open after appealing a state decision to revoke its charter. The Missouri Independent reports charter schools have the right to challenge attempts by Missouri to close their doors. This means the State Board of Education does not have final authority over charter status. The executive director of the charter says this process has been traumatic, but the doors to Kansas City's Genesis School will remain open. I'm Abby Lee, KBIA News, Columbia.